Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Caitlin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Sam. So we'll see if we can help her out. Hey, Caitlin, before we ask about your date and everything, how long has it been since you heard from Sam?
Gosh, it's been like at least a week.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to him in that week?
I mean, I didn't want to like overwhelm him, but it's been like, I don't know, like 3 texts.
That's so weird. I always am like, well, I'll try one more time. Okay, Caitlin, can you tell us about your date? Let's see what's going on here.
This guy, Sam, and I met at like a house party. We had like mutual friends and, you know, we just met up that night and we were having a good time and one thing led to another and we just went back to my place. I guess it was a date. I don't know. But
so it was a hookup.
Yeah. And I'm just like feeling really self-conscious. Like, I don't know. Mm. If, like, why he's not hitting me back up? Like, I'm like, does this guy have a girlfriend? Was I bad in bed? Like, it's like just embarrassing. I don't know. I can't think of like why he's not getting back to me. Cause I thought everything was pretty chill and I just wanted to make that contact. Cause like, what if we run into each other again? You know, like we obviously have mutual friends. Like, I don't want it to be super weird. So I just need to clear the air and figure out what's going on.
The mind racing after a hookup and a no contact is right. So it goes on and on until you get some kind of conclusion. Mm-hmm. So I feel that. But when you were with him, Caitlin, was there any indication that, I don't know, like he was down for another time?
Yeah. I mean, like we were both pretty drunk, so it's really hard to say, but like, I can tell you like everything I remember.
okay.
He was definitely kind of weird about staying over after we hooked up. Like, we hooked up and then he was kind of doing this, like, will I, won't I stay the night? And when I woke up in the morning, he had already gotten, like, rideshare to come pick him up. So we didn't, like, have any conversation over coffee or anything.
It sounds like you wanted to hang out with him for a little bit before he left. But so for some people, like Nina just said, it's nice. Hey, you're getting out already. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it could go both ways because, like, I mean, if it was going to be awkward, then I'm glad it didn't happen. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, so many open-ended possibilities here, like, I'm just creating in my head. Like, so now I'm freaking out thinking, like, we hooked up and it was bad and he just wanted to, like, dip so he didn't have to confront me. Or he had to get back to, like, his wife and kids. Like, who knows? It could be anything. He could be a convicted felon on the run for all I know. I have no clue. I'm hoping not. He's definitely like at my friend's house, but
that's a good story though. You know, if you hook up with him and he's ghosting you and you're like, why? And then you see the most wanted list and he's on that. You'd be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, nothing about you at all. Then.
I'd rather him be just most wanted, you know?
Yeah. I'd rather see that than me being bad in bed. So let's pray for that, I guess. And just start there.
My guess is probably not that you were bad in bed because let's be honest, a drunk man is very easily satisfied.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now I'm really nervous.
Like, do you more want to get in contact with him because of the possibility of meeting him again? Or do you actually want to maybe have something with him?
I mostly just don't want it to be weird when we see each other again. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like wild and be like, oh, I just, you know, I want to be with this person or anything like that. I just want it to be chill. And then when we're like in a clearer headspace, we can figure out if there's more there or not. But I just need to know what's going on.
Okay, fair. But then based off of what you do know, though, Caitlin, do you want to do that again?
I mean, I had a good time, so like, okay. Yeah. I'm open.
Whenever that's happened and it's been one of those drunken nights, I always want to again sober just to see, you know, because I was there and I think it was fun, but then I want to go back without the goggles on and go, oh, it's actually fun, or oh, I didn't like it as much as I thought. You know what I mean?
Okay, so every person gets at least two tries?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can find out why you're getting ghosted and maybe get you another date in your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show.
The new hits 106.1. First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
I'm not sure if we're going to try to get Caitlin another date or just another ride on the old Sam train.
Or just peace, you know?
Or yeah, just peace.
That's
too.
What we're here for.
I mean, that's what the Sam train is for me. But anyway.
Oh, my bad.
Caitlin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Sam. And before we call him to see if we can figure out why he's ghosting you, Caitlin, refresh everybody's memory on your night with Sam.
Okay, so basically we met up at a house party and we were drinking. One thing led to another. He came back to my place. We hooked up, but then he was just kind of gone in the morning. No goodbye, no conversation. And now I've texted him an embarrassing 3 times and he has not hit me back. So that's where we're at.
We're going to call him right now and see if we can figure out why he's ghosting you. And once you hear that, see if you want another date. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Sam?
Sam.
Sam, hey man, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Sam. I'm Nina, also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Have you ever heard of The Jubal Show before?
I have.
Have you listened to it?
I have.
Okay. Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
I have.
Okay.
Wow, man. You're hitting it out of the park.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, man. Well, guess who's the star of today's?
I'm thinking it's me.
Yes, it is, Sam. We got an email about you from Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
And Caitlin is wondering why you're ghosting her.
All right.
Do you remember who Caitlin is?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we hooked up when we were drunk, and you know, it was fine. I don't remember a ton about what happened, but what I do remember, her apartment was just kind of filthy, and I wasn't that into it.
You weren't into the apartment, or you weren't that into her?
No, I was into the place was just gross. She had like everywhere. I mean, so it was kind of awful for me to be like, we hooked up, that's fine, but I wasn't trying to like stay there a while with all the like crap everywhere. It just felt like a dirty place. Like I walked in, I was like, Jesus, what is happening here?
Like dirty or like hoarders dirty?
No, she didn't have like stacks of old newspapers. It was just like a dirty place. There was crap everywhere.
I was just asking.
The way you're describing it, it sounds like she lives in squalor, which is a fun word to say.
What does that mean?
I don't really know. I just think it means like...
Picture like a mess. Big bad mess.
Sam, do you know what squalor means?
Yeah, big bad mess sounds about right.
Okay.
Okay. That's not what it means at all.
No, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
Nina just pulled up the definition of squalor. What is it?
One who squalls, a crier, complainer, or bad singer.
Why did they say living in squalor then? That's weird.
Living in complaints, like complaining, or like...
Huh. Or you just sit at home and sing badly?
That's funny.
Oh, no, squalor. It's spelled differently. My bad. Oh. I looked up U-A-L-L-E-R. This one is U-A-L-O-R.
Oh, okay. What does that one say?
The condition of being extremely dirty and unpleasant.
Oh, okay.
But it says often because of lack of money.
Ah. Oh. So that was what it was, Sam? The condition of being dirty or unpleasant for you? That was it?
Well, that, and honestly, I mean, she is not that bright.
Oh. She'd been drinking. Is that really a good way to tell?
Look, all I can tell you is what I remember. I remember the place was dirty. She was kind of dumb. I was like, all right, this is fine for one night, but then forget it.
All right. Wow.
Okay, yeah. Can I interject?
Yes.
Ooh, smart word. Can I butt in as a not bright person might say?
Sam, Caitlin's on the phone. She's been this whole time, and she's been listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you figured, but like you felt chill saying all that stuff. Like, first of all, I wasn't expecting to like have anybody over to my place. I had a super long week, and honestly, like, I admit it, like, it, the next day was laundry day. So yeah, like, my hamper's overflowing and I have like a bunch of outfits that I had tried on before going to the party that I also did not put back away. And like, yeah, I made like my morning coffee and stuff and left some stuff out in the kitchen. Like, it was definitely not ready for company. I own that, but like, it was not filthy. I'm not like a disgusting person, and I'm also not a dumb person. So I'm just like really over this right now. You're really just, I don't know. I'm honestly shocked.
Are you like over it? Cause it's not like chill.
Wow. Yeah, it's not chill. And honestly, I'm not dumb just because I speak in a way that just doesn't make people feel like they're being, I don't know, condescending. Like, I don't use that kind of tone. Apparently you do. So I'm just not into you like that then. Like, that, if that's the way it's going to be, then that's the way it's going to be. I'm over it.
That's fine.
Well, we don't know for sure yet, do we? Sam, would you like to go on another date with Caitlin and we'll pay for it?
I think the ship has sailed.
All right.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You sure? I would love to see you guys go out again.
I'm personally sure. Yeah.
Okay. You can do the makeup rounds are usually pretty good, just in case.
I honestly can't even believe we have mutual friends because you're a
Look, why don't you take this money you were going to spend on a date and hire a maid?
Caitlin, you just hung up.
What a tremendous loss. I don't know how I'm going to recover.
I pick up on the sarcasm there. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get another date, but you probably don't feel too bad about getting ghosted now, huh?
Not at all. Yeah. I hope you're feeling free.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Zero remorse, and thank you for your help. I feel like I really dodged a bullet with that one.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.